Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
An undocumented Lin man who claims his landlord threatened to call immigration following a dispute over rent will present himself to federal authorities in Burlington today. Recently, he was arrested outside his apartment by immigration authorities. Now his case is under investigation by the state attorney general, who's among those calling for the man to not be deported. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
This summer, Robelio Gonzalez started withholding rent until his landlord repaired his apartment. That's when Gonzalez says the landlord threatened to call Immigration and Customs Enforcement. 3 months later, ICE detained Gonzalez as he was leaving the building and let him go on the condition that he report to regional headquarters in Burlington today.
Sí, como quiera, es un temor.
Gonzalez says he's very afraid about getting deported because this is where he works and supports his family. A spokesperson for the state attorney general's office said officials started investigating the landlord in light of WBUR's reporting on the ICE action against Gonzalez. The landlord is Lincoln resident Shi Ling Wang. He declined to comment on that case, but he tells WBUR he did not call ICE on Gonzalez and denies knowing about his tenant's lack of immigration papers.
Because there's no reason I call, since I know they are legal. So yeah. that's totally wrong. And I don't care, so they don't have any evidence, They just bullshit,
A spokesperson for ICE did not immediately provide details on the case. The Attorney General's office is supporting a U visa application for Gonzalez. That's a type of visa given to crime victims who cooperate with law enforcement, a way some undocumented people achieve legal status in the country. In a letter to Gonzalez's lawyer, an assistant attorney general said his presence in the country is crucial for investigating and possibly taking action against the landlord. Meanwhile, advocates are calling on ICE not to deport Gonzalez after he appears this afternoon. Lin activist Isaac Simon Hodes is among those who demonstrated yesterday in front of Lin City Hall.
We hope that ICE will do the right thing and not detain or deport him so that he has a chance for due consideration of the U visa so that he can help to continue to do the right thing in our community.
Hodes says members of the state's congressional delegation and Lin's mayor have reached out to ICE regarding Gonzalez, but Hodes has gotten no indication whether ICE will halt the deportation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.